Good morning. It's Friday, May 8th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Tensions in the Strait of Hormuz escalated again overnight after the United States said it struck Iranian military facilities following attacks on American naval ships. U.S. Central Command said Iranian forces launched missiles, drones, and small boats toward three U.S. Navy destroyers transiting the strategic waterway into the Gulf of Oman. American forces responded with what officials described as self-defense strikes targeting Iranian military positions and vessels. Iranian state media reported explosions near Bandar Abbas, Keshem Island, and even Tehran, calling it an exchange of fire with the enemy. President Donald Trump later said great damage had been inflicted on Iranian ships and urged Tehran to accept a U.S.-backed deal. The latest confrontation raises fresh fears that the fragile ceasefire in the region could collapse into broader conflict. Another news. A carefully managed meeting at the White House highlighted both cooperation and lingering tensions between the United States and Brazil. Presidents Donald Trump and Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva met privately for roughly 3 hours on Thursday, but notably skipped the usual Oval Office press appearance that often accompanies major diplomatic visits. Trade disagreements remain a major sticking point, with Lula acknowledging sharp differences over tariffs and economic policy. The two governments are also divided over issues ranging from organized crime to the war in Iran and Brazil's upcoming elections. Still, both leaders publicly praised the talks afterward, with Trump calling Lula dynamic and Lula saying he left very satisfied. Analysts say the quieter format may reflect a mutual effort to avoid public confrontation ahead of key elections in both countries later this year. Around the world. An Israeli airstrike in Gaza has killed the son of Hamas's chief negotiator, adding new strain to already fragile ceasefire talks. Hamas officials said Azam Al-Hayya, the son of senior leader Khalil Al-Hayya, died Thursday after being wounded in a strike the night before. Khalil Al-Hayya has been central to U.S.-mediated negotiations over Gaza's future under what President Trump has called the Board of Peace. Hamas accused Israel of trying to pressure negotiators into political concessions, while Israel said it targeted militant infrastructure in Gaza. The violence comes as Hamas leaders meet with mediators in Cairo to discuss the next phase of the truce. Despite ongoing diplomacy, fresh strikes and retaliatory attacks continue to test whether negotiations can hold long enough to move toward a more lasting settlement. Another news. China has handed suspended death sentences to two former defense ministers in one of the harshest corruption crackdowns seen under President Xi Jinping. State media reported that former defense chiefs Wei Fengye and Li Shengfu were convicted by a military court on bribery charges. Both men received death sentences with a two-year reprieve, which under Chinese law is typically commuted to life imprisonment. The pair also lost their political rights and had personal assets confiscated. Analysts say the punishment is unusually severe for such senior military officials and reflects Xi's continued campaign to tighten control over China's armed forces. Critics, however, argue the anti-corruption drive also helps Xi eliminate political rivals. The ruling sends another strong signal that Beijing's purge of military leadership is far from over. Another news. And health officials are trying to calm fears after a hantavirus outbreak aboard a cruise ship sparked global concern. The World Health Organization said Thursday, the outbreak linked to the Dutch vessel MV Hondius is not the start of a pandemic, stressing that hantavirus spreads very differently from COVID-19 and usually requires close contact. So far, 5 confirmed cases and 3 deaths are under investigation as authorities trace passengers who disembarked in multiple countries. The ship, carrying about 150 passengers and crew, is due to arrive in Spain's Canary Islands this weekend. Officials in Europe, the United States, Singapore, and South Africa are monitoring travelers who may have been exposed. The WHO says the overall public health risk remains low, but health agencies are preparing for the possibility of additional cases during the virus's long incubation period. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.